Hi, I'm Victor Kubik. Welcome to Inside United. Today is a unique episode. Darris McNeely and I recently returned from a trip to Asia to train our ministry, present Kingdom of God seminars, and to encourage our brethren in those areas. Our trip ended in Hong Kong, where we met with a group of attendees after the final seminar. We had a sort of debriefing about the presentation and the trip as a whole. So I hope you enjoyed this special episode of Inside United. My name is Victor Kubik. Welcome to a special remote edition of Inside United. We have quite a group of people here. First of all, we have Darris McNeely, who he and I both spoke at this Kingdom of God seminar. We have his wife, Debbie. We have Mary Ong, who is a retired school teacher, but she's kind of the leader in some ways here of the group here. She is the facilitator, let's put it that way, you know, of the group here in Hong Kong and has been for a long time. She was this when we met her first in 1993, and she has organized so many things here and keeps the church going here. So it's a viable church. We also have Ria Meklasang from the Philippines, but she's lived here in Hong Kong for the last 10 years or so. He works here. And we also have a person who's assisting the regional or the senior pastor, Earl Romer, Terry Franke. He's with us here. So it's quite a diverse group of people. Now, I'd like to first of all start with Darris, because when we came here, one of the first things that was on the mind, and everybody's asking me on email, so forth, did you feel safe in Hong Kong? What about the protests and so forth? Just some observations. Darris, give me some impressions of what you saw.
Vic, this has been our first trip to Asia, certainly to Hong Kong as well. This has been quite an exciting 3 days. We've seen quite a bit and met a number of people here, fine people who are part of the United Church of God. Hong Kong itself is a very vibrant city. It's one of the financial capitals of the world. It looks kind of like a mini Manhattan. A lot of activity, a lot of people. And so we're ending our trip here. We've had a very successful day with members and had a Kingdom of God Bible seminar once again. We would have liked a larger turnout, but we think we kind of laid a foundation here and something will happen again in the future. But even the ones who did come were very encouraged, and I think the members also were encouraged by having a focus on the Kingdom of God, the message that we brought here today. So it's been a good trip. It took me all these years to get to Asia, and I can't wait to come back.
Well, we have enjoyed being with the McNeelys, both of them. You know, I've been to these places, but I really enjoy going to those places with somebody else, you know, to get their views of things and just watch them enjoy it. And I know that the McNeelys both have enjoyed it, since Darris especially does work with writing about international things, and now he has seen firsthand what Hong Kong is like. And Debbie, what did you learn here that you hadn't known before?
I think I learned that God's people are the same everywhere, and that God's Spirit shines through no matter what continent you're on. And I've just felt at home at every single stop that we have made. It's been family, 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 and it's been a wonderful feeling.
What is your impression of the Kingdom of God seminars, not only here, but the one in the Philippines?
It was special because God's word was being spoken and people were hearing the word of God. And I think it probably is as good for church members as it is for new people to get excited again about what we believe and what we are hoping for the future.
Now, I've got somebody here who I look up to because she really runs a lot of things here, and she's Mary Ong. She can hold services in her home every Sabbath. We're hoping that we can get out of her home because we'll have too many people, you know, from her home. But there have been a number of people now that have started coming to the services here in Hong Kong. And also today we had this new person who is, his name was Victor too. It's just the same as my name, you know. I don't know if you believe in signs or not, but that was, you know, most interesting. But Mary, say something.
Let me hold this. Now, we are very grateful to have Victor Kubik, Beverly, the McNeelys here in Hong Kong, and very thankful to God. Now, this gentleman, I introduced him to Victor, and he thought that Victor is calling him Victor. But he has expressed that he wants to attend the Sabbath service with us, and that is really wonderful. And I did explain how I get into the church. I did explain to him what is God's calling, and he seems very happy to know it, and he is very happy that he could attend here. And this message that Mr. Kubik and Mr. McNeely has given is very powerful to him. And he's looking forward to know about the holy days and all the feast days of God. It was exciting today, yeah.
Well, we have really appreciated the support that Mary has given us, because when we come to Hong Kong, we feel at home. We don't feel lost in this huge city, because Mary's right there, and she's been very, very, you know, good to us over time. Now, I'd like to introduce you to Rhea Maglasong. She's from the Philippines. She has a twin sister with whom she worked here in Hong Kong, who's now moved to the U.S., and Rhea is here, and hopefully she can come to ABC. You know, we're hoping that she can come. But she is one of the members here, and I'd like to have you tell us a little bit about yourself and perhaps your roots in the Philippines.
Okay. I'm Rhea Maglasang. I work here in Hong Kong for nearly a decade now, so it's 10 years, more than 10 years already. And when I first came here in Hong Kong, I never met yet the church, but I was trying to look for the church. And it was a blessing when it was happened after 1 year. Mr. Romer visited the Philippines, and my mom gave the contact numbers to Mary. So Mr. Romer gave the contact number to my mom, and then Mr. Romer gave it to Mary, and Mary called me. So that's the it was like 9 years ago. So after that, I tried already visiting the church, and I became more closer. So I was very happy, even though but the first time when I came here in Hong Kong, I didn't meet yet our church, but I was visiting other churches, and I've learned that it's a huge difference from our beliefs and their beliefs. But I'm grateful that I can attend every since when I came here in Hong Kong, I had already my Saturday off, and that's one of the big blessings. Today we're very happy. This is already the second time we had a seminar. It was before 5 years 5 years ago, and now we're very grateful and honored to have the big bosses here from the UCG. We finally meet them, and we're very happy also that Terry also came here. We missed him in the feast. And we're very blessed. We have we're so blessed. I'm also blessed that I have Mary. She's my second mother here in Hong Kong. I'm always thankful for that. I don't feel any like stranger here in Hong Kong. I feel like I'm a Hong Kong resident. And the government system. Since the day I came here, although my work here, I like how the treatment of the Filipino workers here. I really salute the government system here in Hong Kong. Just don't disobey the rules. During the protest, there's no hindrance for our daily work. Just continue on praying God and believing in God, because in life it's not really perfect. So it also in the government, but we're looking forward more for the perfect government. Sometimes when we are discouraged and when we are facing our trials, I'm always looking only for the kingdom of God.
Thank you. I really appreciated those comments. I'm going to like to go back to Debbie. Debbie was very involved with the women in the Philippines. I'd like you to comment about things from the women's point of view, from the women's church here in Hong Kong.
Well, the meeting that we had in Manila with the wives was fascinating, because I had this preconceived notion that the women of Asia would be very quiet and they would have not a lot of opinions, and I was very wrong in every stop we've made, including Hong Kong. And they were great. They were They were lovely. They were modest and yet very clear. They want to be a good wife. They want to be a good minister's wife. They want to be the shepherd's wife. They want to be the heart of the church, which is what we really comment. We spend a lot of time on women are the heart of a church. The men can do the speaking and the teaching and all that, but the women can add that heart that's going to make you different than maybe we were once thought of. We want to be known as a family that loves each other and that everybody has a role to play. And the women they loved talking about it. They had many ideas. It was a beautiful experience in Manila. And we have not had the same meetings in the other two spots, but we've certainly spent time with all the women in the churches in both areas, in Singapore and Hong Kong. And they were the same type of women. They have ideas. They want their church to thrive. They want it to grow. So that's what we found. And it was wonderful. I loved every second of it. It was great.
They're able to be expressive. They're able to be, you know, in a way, very, very forceful. Yes. In a nice way.
Yes.
And, but what is very converted is just a very nice influence. Now I'd like to introduce you to Terry Franke, who is assistant to the senior pastor, Earl Romer, who has, with the regular work that he has devoted time and energy here to Hong Kong. Terry, how long have you been doing this? And give me some impressions of what you do with Earl and for the people here in Hong Kong.
I started coming consistently here 5 years ago. And my wife and I have been coming ever since then. We've come for every feast except last feast because we had a child just before the feast. And we've also recently been coming more for the spring holidays, Pentecost as well. As far as impressions of the local area, I'd say that China, Hong Kong, in some ways it's hard to separate them, and in some ways it's hard to view them the same. Hong Kong, with its long colonial tradition, those traditions are rooted very deep. And there's, because the protests are our expression of this, the frustration that Hong Kong has and the people here have with mainland China asserting itself, that when Hong Kong was given back to the Chinese, there was an agreement that there would be two systems, one China. Well, Hong Kong really wants it to be one system, one China. And there's a great desire on behalf of the Hong Kong people, and Mary could speak more to this than I could, to hold on to those traditions and ways of the past, respect for law. I mean, law is respected much more here in Hong Kong than it is in mainland China. And that's very much a holdover from colonialism, that the rule of law is absolute, but it's not absolute in China. The rule of law is pliable. As far as other impressions concerning preaching the gospel, I don't think it's any different than preaching the gospel in any country, anywhere on the planet. As far as, is Hong Kong safe? Hong Kong is a very safe city. The riots are real. They take place in very isolated areas. And if you come to Hong Kong, and I would encourage everybody to come to Hong Kong, just stay away from the rioters and you'll have a lovely, wonderful time. And if you would like to come to the feast here, please do. We'd love to have you. And you can have a wonderful opportunity to get to know Mary and Rhea and all the other wonderful brethren here.
You will love Hong Kong.
Okay, I think we just doubled our festival attendance here.
We need a bigger hall.
And we would need a bigger hall. We're already working on it with the Kingdom of God seminars and so forth. Darius is one of our more creative people dealing with subjects, everything from theology to world news. How is this almost 3-week journey going to affect some of the new content that's coming from you?
Well, I think, Vic, that I'll go back with a deeper appreciation of what is driving people here in this area in terms of their questions, their needs, and their desires to have information about water baptism and the immortal soul. Those are topics from the Bible that transcend cultures, the desire to know some of these deep questions about life. So that is going to, you know, help me to frame and some of those questions and write about that. It's also probably going to spur some additional reading about culture, history, and background to this area to help to understand exactly what is their geopolitical political role in the world, and that too can be part of what we write about to help people understand what's going on and where the world in this region actually is.
I really enjoyed talking to the diversity of people, cultures, nations, as we all sat here in a big circle and talked about this. So thank you for joining us on Inside United. Come to our website, ucg.org, to find us quickly. Click on the podcast button on the main menu bar and tell your friends about us. Also, we'd like to hear from you at podcast@ucg.org. Thank you for joining us. Come back again soon for more.
This is a production of the United Church of God. For more, visit ucg.org.